It's not good.
What's wrong with it?
I don't like that.
I haven't tried it yet.
It tastes like fake sugar or something. I don't like that. Did you buy like all organic or like what?
I'm pretty sure it's organic, yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't taste fake sugar.
No, it's just not right.
But it's not very lemonade-y. It's more on the watery side.
Yeah, it's... I don't like it.
I guess it's fine. It doesn't fix the craving for soda.
Why would it? What? That'd be crazy.
Well, hello, Jordan.
Hello.
Welcome back to our podcast.
Yeah, after you took a week off, huh?
It's been like two...
Yeah, that's how weeks off work.
Oh.
If you put out an episode and then don't put out one and then put out another one, that's 2 weeks.
Well, here we are. Welcome back to Mindless Prattle. I'm Ripley. That's Jordan. And we're back. Do you want to go first or should I go first?
I feel like you have more stories.
I had a very Austin experience today.
Yeah.
Where I was closing. And literally, like, 5 minutes to close, this guy walks in, and I see a leash, and I assume he's got, like, a dog, right? No, like, a fucking cat jumps up on a chair and sits down, and I'm like, he's got a cat on a leash, and he's walking him. And so he orders, and I make his drink or whatever, and he's about to leave, and I'm like, hey, do you mind if I take a picture of your cat? And he's like, no, but you have to follow his YouTube. And I'm like, your cat has a YouTube? And he whips out his phone, and the wallpaper on the front of his phone is the QR code that links his cat's YouTube.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Mm-hmm.
Cat was super cute. Got to pet him. He was a very chill dude. He was kind of a hefty boy. Not like in a fat way, but like in a muscular way.
Yeah.
So then they leave or whatever. And he's got him on a harness and stuff. And we look out the window because the doors are now locked. And the cat's just, like, climbing up a tree with the guy.
The guy was climbing up the tree, too.
He was, like, helping the cat climb up and then just, like, watching him go up into the tree. And I was like, you know what? You go, cat dude. And then I checked out the YouTube, and he's got, like, only 400-something subscribers. And I was like, dang, I feel like this cat needs more subscribers.
Was it just an Austin cat, or, like, what is it?
Yeah, his name is Inky the Black Cat.
Inky? The black cat.
Inky.
How creative.
Very sweet, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I guess he just walks around Austin with his cat.
Yeah, I browsed through slightly, but, like, there was nothing super exciting about it other than that it was a cat. So I was like, all right, this makes sense.
That's Austin for you. But, you know, I've always heard keep Austin weird. But, like, I haven't actually seen that many things I would consider super weird. Like, we're from Vegas, you know? Like,
yeah, I don't think having a cat is super weird. I think if he walked in and was like, yeah, this is my pet duck on the leash, then you'd be like, that's kind of strange.
Seen somebody bring their cat into the store.
Well, I feel like walking cats is not that rare of an occurrence to call it a weird thing.
It's not, but I've never seen a cat.
You've never seen a cat in a coffee shop. Yes, you have. You specifically used to go to coffee shops that had cats.
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. The like cat themed cafe things.
I would love to go to one, but I've only been to video game ones.
You have told me you've gone to cat ones. Have you been lying to me? I feel like you've been lying now.
I don't know. I might have just forgotten.
See? Not that weird then, is it?
I would love to open a cat cafe.
No.
Why not?
You don't need more things to be attached to.
But you usually open them to help them get adopted to other people.
Oh, yeah. You're one to let things go. I remember.
I could if I could give them homes.
You would want to be the one to home them, yes.
Or I would love to, like, when I'm older, have, like, a cat rescue. You know, like... Where, like, unwanted cats can, like, just live out their days.
You want to run a shelter.
Like a huge farm shelter or something.
Oh, wow, yeah. That sounds terrible.
Why would it be terrible?
To never have free time and to be only looking after 80 cats, if that's what you want,
go for it. No, you give them all air tags and let them do what they want.
You give them all air tags? What?
They got air tags for collars now.
Why would you give them all air tags?
Haven't you seen the videos of people whose cats are, like, free range? And they'll put, like, a camera on them and they'll give them like an air tag, and then their cat just goes where it wants and it comes home at nighttime.
That's not having a cat.
But it's usually just like for the videos, I think.
I think so too. You like to exploit animals, huh? That's what you want?
I don't think it's animal exploitation because their cats are well loved and taken care of.
And you get what out of it?
I like to watch cute cats do things.
Your cat is doing something.
She wants to know what the soft thing is in the bag.
She's trapped herself under the desk and she doesn't know how to get out. She's just sitting there.
The new cat is struggling under the desk right now. Sorry, y'all.
She's sitting in the trash currently.
I forget that you have that trash can there.
Who's you? It's your and mine. We
barely used it.
That's why you never take it out, I see.
Yeah.
It's full every time I come in here. I'm like, that's interesting.
Oh, you got stories or you want me to go? Oh, we're
done with
that. I got more.
Go for it.
Have you heard of the Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef that's going on?
No.
It's kind of funny. So Kendrick Lamar, as a rapper, dropped like a diss track about Drake with some pretty serious accusations.
Yeah.
And then a little, like in about a day, Drake's team responded and like dropped a diss track about Kendrick Lamar. So Kendrick Lamar dropped another one with even more crazy accusations. And they're both like referencing Taylor Swift in their lyrics because Kendrick Lamar has done work with Taylor Swift.
Sure.
And so has Drake. So it's very interesting. And I just think it's funny. Like,
I don't know if interesting would be the word. Like, it sounds like two millionaires are bored and just want to yell at each other through songs to get some money.
I don't know why it started because I don't really listen to a ton of rap, but like Kendrick Lamar accused Drake of being like a pedophile, of having like an 11-year-old daughter that he hides from the world because he doesn't want to like take care of her or something. And just like a bunch of crazy stuff like that.
And only Kendrick Lamar knew about it. Whoa.
But
what a coincidence.
You know, the rapper world's going crazy right now, especially with like, you know, the other guy just got like arrested or whatever. So
the other guy got arrested,
I don't know his
or whatever.
Name. It's like, so P. Diddy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
P. Diddy did get arrested, yes.
And then Kesha was at that big concert in California. What's that called? The big festival?
Coachella.
Coachella. Yeah. She performed at Coachella and she sang her song where she used to say, "Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy," and she changed the lyrics to "Wake up in the morning and say fuck P. Diddy." It was kind of funny.
Crazy. Oh man.
I just kind of put like random things
in. Yeah.
But like, so Jordan and I went to VR yesterday. Like virtual reality.
Went to VR, yes. Yeah. So we just looked at it and like, ah, is that
okay,
what it
can
is?
Can you explain what it is? So because I don't have the words.
It's a company that has big rooms with sensors and you stand in these big rooms and you play their VR games. That's it. That's the whole concept.
It was so fun.
All right.
I don't feel like it was super long, but like it's because we were just in one space.
No,
in the game.
I feel like if they're trying to minimize the amount of people who get like motion sick in it too, because mm-hmm. like you said, staying there wasn't a lot of moving around. The scene that you were in was pretty static. Like you didn't have to move or run or anything. But I liked the monitors on like the feet and everything. I don't know that the vest like helped so much as like a guide just to like which way your body was facing, but I think that was about it.
Well, you know, we have a VR headset and they do sell like the sensors for the arms and legs for it.
Yeah. I just don't know how accurate it'd be, you know?
It's pretty accurate.
I don't know. Until I can just lay down and plug my brain in and play video games with my brain.
I know, I want that. The Japanese, like the animes. Except for Sword Art Online. I don't want that.
Why? What would be the issue?
I don't want to die in the video game and die in real life.
Well, yeah, because this life's going so great.
I'm not I don't think I'd be very good at fighting.
You think that you and like 100 other people get trapped in Skyrim? You're like, if you die here, you die in real life. And you wouldn't be like, well, fuck, I guess I'll live out Skyrim life. And you know what it was? A lot of people in fucking SAO were just like, well, I'll become a merchant. I'm not good at fighting. Like, they focused on the fighting, but like, there was blacksmiths and like merchants. Like, there were a ton of people who did no fighting.
I would definitely, like, if I was in Skyrim, I would have some issues, right? I would definitely join, like, the, what are they called?
I don't know.
The Imperials.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd join them because you're guaranteed housing, meals, all that sort of stuff, and they're not racist. So that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably highly focus on, like, my speech skills. I'm not good at archery in real life, so I don't think I could actually do archery in a video game. Can I still get trained? Like, do all the video game mechanics still apply, or does it become like regular reality? Because I think all the video game mechanics should apply, like they do in the shows.
The shows, yeah. I mean, that's video game logic. Yeah, we're talking about living in a video game, not living in Skyrim world.
I think I would probably have to max out Magicka and speech.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And sneak.
Then sneak. Gonna be a sneaky archer.
Probably swindle some men for some money.
Yeah. Just gonna pickpocket everybody.
Ooh, I could become a vampire.
Yeah, we're playing base game. You don't have DLC.
I'd get a horse. Well, I can't have a house in the base game.
Yes, you can. You just can't build one. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. I guess
you could buy a house in any city.
If you could live in any Skyrim city, which one would you pick?
I don't know. Honestly, maybe if we're going the whole sneaky thing, like maybe Riften would be fun.
There's problems. I think I'd get stabbed in Riften.
Yeah, but there's problems with every city. Like, Whiterun seems like the most climatized, but it's also the least defended. Like, it's in the middle of a fucking field. Mm-hmm. You could just be attacked from anywhere, right? Solitude, pretty easily defendable, right? But, like, you're up on a cliffside, and you're with a bunch of fucking special people that live there.
Yeah, and plus, like, the political climate there, oof.
You go to Winterhold.
Like, people are literally poisoning each other.
Yeah, you go to Winterhold, and, like, sure, you either live in poverty or you're a mage at the school. There's no in-between. Like,
you know what? I would go to the college of, the like, the bards and stuff. Whatever is it? What is it called?
Sure.
The Bards College.
Okay.
I have a great singing voice. I can make money singing.
I'm sure you could.
And if we're going by canon game, we're still the Dragonborn, right?
I don't think you could put like 200 Dragonborns in there. Like, we're not getting trapped in a single player game.
I would be the Dragonborn. I literally have a dragon on my body.
That doesn't, what does that mean exactly? You know how many Vikings had tattoos of dragons and shit? And make them part of the dragon clan.
Or I could join the companions. I don't think I want to be a werewolf, though. Like, I'm not into
that. That's kind of their whole thing, so might be kind of difficult.
It just isn't for me.
Of, like, the base game races, the werewolves were pretty strong. That's all I'm saying.
They are very strong. I just don't want to look like that.
What do you mean look like that? During the day, they look like normal people.
I don't want to turn into the wolf, like a werewolf. If you turn into like a wolf creature,
yeah, but
like
they
a
had control
wolf.
Over it. It wasn't like they just randomly turned into it.
No, I think I'd want to be like a bard mage. Like, I learned spells like.
Is she playing the flute? No, she's spitting fire. Run away.
Yeah, like, you know, you can summon the what are the elemental things to fight for you.
I also feel like none of the enemies in, like, base game Skyrim were super difficult, besides, like, some dragons, you know? Like, I don't remember any fights that were, like, super difficult or, like, didn't take, like, a couple tries.
Yeah, like, even the dragons didn't really get difficult until you got up into the higher levels and you started facing the like frost dragons versus fire dragons and all that stuff.
Yeah. What's the city that's on the far west side?
Markarth?
Markarth?
We have a map over there.
Okay, the one with like it's all the stairs and it's got like the giant like old dwarven like
castle. I want to see Markarth, but I feel like that's wrong.
I think it was Falkreath, wasn't it?
Falkreath is at the bottom left. It's the foresty one.
Falkreath is bottom left. Oh, that one's just like the normal village in the mountains.
No, I'm right. Markarth, also known as the City of Stone.
Yeah, I would hate that one. There's so many fucking stairs.
Okay, but I really like...
looks good, but so many stairs.
I really, really like the house there.
The house there is the best house. Cool. It's the biggest house. It has like a whole den area. There's like a whole room that you can set up like equipment and stuff in. But again, it's so many stairs.
The crime rate, extremely high. People getting stabbed in the streets, cults.
You talking about you stabbing people?
No. Like, you literally walk in and you can save the person, but you literally walk into Markarth for the first time and you watch a guy get stabbed. Or no, you watch a woman get stabbed, but you can prevent it from happening if you know it's going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to say you don't know the future of these people and stuff.
If you've played...
Well, we're not playing it the normal ways. Nuh-uh, we're not playing the story, babe.
Oh.
We're playing VR online. It's MMO rules now. Anything happens.
Or I might work at the meadery.
Work at the meadery. What's the Stormcloak's like capital city place?
Windhelm, right?
Is it Windhelm? Like the snow covered place? That place would suck. Always cold, fucking every street except like the main thing you see when you walk into that town is the fucking tavern, and then behind it's the castle, which you can't really even see.
Also known as the City of Kings.
Yeah, sure, like the One King. I don't know. Which city are you gonna pick then?
I really like Falkreath, and I'm delusional enough to think that I could survive in a tiny town isolated in the middle of forest.
Falkreath has no defense. It has like a wooden wall. At least Whiterun, you have like the stone walls a little bit.
But like I said, I plan on having magic.
You plan on having magic.
And I imagine I'd have to get efficient with a dagger as well.
Look, you're dropping into a world that's in the middle of a war. And like in video games, yeah, the ones we got now, when you go into like a fight between the sides, it's like 15 people versus 15 people. But like you go into video game world where they got all the technologies to put you in the game, I feel like you'll drop into a fight of like hundreds and hundreds of people, you know? Those 200 soldiers from fucking wherever, the Stormcloaks are coming to attack the little town, your wooden wall is not going to do much.
I don't remember them attacking Falkreath.
You know what I mean, though. Like, you guys being there, like, all the players, you... Besides, if there's another player with magic who sides with, like, the Stormcloaks, and he's like, you know what? Let me convince all the Stormcloaks to go attack fucking Falkreath. No defenses.
That's why I need to be the Dragonborn.
You don't get to choose that. Why are you acting like this is your world?
What would the
world?
Rate of Dragonborn be?
What do you mean?
Like, say, like, there's 200 people get trapped in this world. How many would be a Dragonborn?
Maybe one.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of Skyrim, though, is one person has to be the Dragonborn.
They don't have to be. You could have easily not been Dragonborn and killed those people.
You wouldn't have been able to kill Alduin.
You don't have to shout at him to kill him.
You need shouts to summon the dragon that takes you to where Alduin is.
Or you could just talk to the fucking dragons at the top. Like, hey, I need you to take me places.
But how can you talk to them without being Dragonborn?
What do you mean?
Because the blades are the one who tell you, like, how to get to where you get the scroll. And then you need the scroll in order to see the pass. You know, only the Dragonborn can see it without going blind. How are you going to be blind and fight Alduin?
Why do I need to fight him?
Because he has to die.
Why?
He's going to swallow the world.
Isn't he doing that by gaining, like, power from other dragons?
Yeah.
So just kill the other dragons.
But he can just keep resurrecting them, can he?
And you can keep killing them. Remember, you have magic.
I feel like a long-term solution would be better.
Oh, yeah. A long-term solution. That's the... Look, you clear the video game, you go home. You don't live there. That was the whole point of SAO, is you beat the video game and then you all leave.
So time passing in the video game, right? Is it the same as in the game? Like, where there's no real urgency to complete the quests? Or
what do you mean there's no real urgency? In SAO, it was real time. Remember, they took like 2.5 years to clear the game? And then he woke up in the hospital after like 2.5 years, all like super skinny because he's on IVs for 2.5 years. There's other games that in the like that genre that have been like, oh yeah, you play for 2 days in the world and it's like 6 hours in real life, so there's always a clock on your like HUD so you can see what time it is in the real world. Like there is that, but if you're getting trapped in a world, I mean,
I'd move to Riften, I think.
To Riften, why?
Because I really like the house there.
I don't know that I can remember.
It's
that
like
house.
The honey something house, but it's the house like right as you enter the gates of Riften on your right, and it's got a little staircase behind it that leads to a dock on the lake. And you can have like beehives and stuff. And
oh, maybe
it's got a basement that's really cool. And you can upgrade it to a kid's room, or you can or you can make it into like an alchemy chamber, all these different things, lots of storage. And like, people don't really seem to fuck with Riften other than the Dragonborn.
Yeah, I don't know why no one goes there. That's the one where you show up and they try to extort you.
Yeah.
And you're just like, nah, I'm gonna leave. Fuck you.
Me, I'm the Dragonborn, bitch.
Oh man. I think like you'd have to be like the top ranking player in some metric or killed the most dragons or whatever, and then they'd be like, cool, you're a dragonborn now you have the chance to go save whatever and save the world. I don't think you're just gonna get dropped into the world and be like, eeny meeny miny, you're dragonborn.
You're built. I'm gonna get built. Okay,
why are you all of a sudden have to be the dragonborn
because
to save
I
the world
be
you
the start dragonborn.
You started out this by saying that you don't think you're well suited for the combat lifestyle of this game, but you want to be the Dragonborn whose sole purpose is to save the world through combat. Like, what? It doesn't make any sense.
You train
up and you can't.
Are good at using great swords.
Uh huh.
I'm going to get ripped.
Yeah. Mm hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I'll like ride horses and do push ups and shit.
All right, horses and new push-ups. Well, I mean, you're halfway there.
In the game, you can, like, getting to level 10 is so easy, and you can kill a dragon really easy. Like, if it's the same difficulty, then I'm sure I can do that.
Oh, now all of a sudden she's got confidence. Nah, I can kill a dragon. It's fine. Earlier, it was like, what do you want to do? And you're like, I want to be a bard with some magic, and then I'll make a living, and I can work in the meadery. And you're like, you don't get to be the dragonborn. Be like, I'll fuck a bitch up. I don't, what are you talking about? I'll kill motherfucker. I'll be dragonborn.
You can't meet Harkonnex unless you're the dragonborn.
Oh, no. What will you do without the friendly old man that made you climb 10,000 steps to talk to him?
Listen, I'll live in Markarth. I'll get the steps in. I'm gonna kill me some dragons.
Yeah,
I'll take bounties.
Oh man, you know it'd be great from video games is if you could take like the fall damage of video game logic in real life. That'd be great. And be like, what's that? And be like, I don't know, just a bunch of people jumping out of fucking buildings and shit because the elevator's slower.
Look at this guy bouncing down the fucking mountain.
Yeah, like what's that? Be like, I don't know. Elevators only go up in this world. To get down, just jump. It's way faster than the loading screen. I don't
like if you carefully scale the building, it doesn't count.
Mm-hmm. It's like in Starfield, in like their main city, that you the first city you go to. If you go up to that very top, there if you jump off the building and then just jetpack before the ground, takes like 10 seconds. If you go back through the building to go through the loading screens of the different rooms and the elevator down to the bottom, it's like a good 2 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Like, you may as well just jump off. Like, it's so much faster.
Also, did you see that Helldivers was pulled from sale in a lot of countries?
No.
It's because of, like, political bullshit. But
I mean, sure.
Apparently, yeah. The devs are just, like, not responding to anybody. They've just gone, like, silent. They're not, like, explaining their plan or anything like that. And people are like pissed because they've spent money on this game or something. I know nothing about Helldivers. You've played it.
Yeah, I mean, I've only played for like 3 hours. It's not very long, but I don't know. People were upset about like a cape that people got like a few weeks ago. And yeah, I don't know exactly where like the game is going to go. Like you can introduce new weapons and stuff, but like the mechanics of it aren't really going to change too much. And especially if you don't change like the maps, like most of the maps kind of look pretty similar either way. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
But yeah, I was like, I don't know, but people are having a fit over this. They're like, we want answers.
Yeah, I haven't seen much about it to know.
So you want to talk about how you accidentally subscribed to all those pet emails?
Huh?
You want to talk about how you accidentally subscribed to all those pet emails?
I already fixed that.
Yeah, but I thought okay. We could talk about it.
So earlier today, Ripley was applying for some pet thingies. And so she had all the answers, so I was typing the answers in. And I get to the page, and I'm like, what's this? She's like, just fill it out. And I was like, all right. And then I go, oh, I have to answer all these questions? She's like, yeah, just answer all the questions. I'm like, cool. So I'm clicking on all the things. And it's been like 15 minutes at this point.
Cause so many questions.
Because she's not super like, you know, helpful with the answer part. And so then I get to the very end. And it's like you've completed this, hit submit. So I scroll down to hit submit. And like, as I'm clicking submit, she goes, oh no, you wanted to unclick all those things. I'm like, oh, what things? And she's like, oh, you just subscribed to like 5 different little like pet email services. And I'm like, why didn't you speak up sooner?
Because he was scrolling so fast. I thought you were going to slow down and actually read what was happening on the page.
No, why would I do that? Click, forget, like that's it. Anyway, so then like 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, I had just opened my email and I had 6 emails from different like pet companies. So I just went through and unsubscribed to them all real quick. I'm like, all right, well, that was annoying, but whatever.
It was so funny. It made me laugh quite a bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. You get there. I went to get an oil change the other day. And I guess this oil change place specializes in ambulances. I don't know why, but I pulled in to one side and I was confused because it said entrance only. And I drove over that little like bell, like sensor line thing that notifies the mechanics when the car's mm-hmm. pulled up, you know? So I drove over that and I heard it ding. And then I'm looking at it and there's 2 bays for this oil change place. And in the one on the right, there's a truck facing away from me. And in the one on the left, there's an ambulance facing towards me. And I was like, I swear that thing said entrance only. Did someone back in? Like they turned around the ambulance and backed in? I was like, I don't know. So then the guy comes out and he's like, what are you here for? And I was like, it's just an oil change. He goes, all right, pull behind the truck. I'm like, I kind of figured, yeah, I wasn't going to go like nose to nose with an ambulance, but all right. So I pull behind. He's like, yeah, we're almost done. I'm like, all right. And so I was like waiting there for him to come back out. So I'd go inside and wait because they had a waiting room like a normal place. And he goes, all right, let's pull forward. And he like starts waving me in. I was like, okay. So I pull in. I'm in the bay now. And he goes, all right, just turn it off. Put the keys on the dash. And I was like, okay. So I put the keys on the dash. He goes, all right, we'll be done in just a few minutes. And I was like, okay. Am I staying in here? He goes, oh, yeah, you don't need to get out. And I was like, oh, all right. That's cool, I guess. So now I'm sitting like in my car in the bay. And I was like, yeah, I've been to, like, Valvoline does that a lot, too, that you just stay inside because they're pretty quick.
Yeah, last time I went to get mine, they had me stay in the car, and I was really confused.
Yeah. Well, so I was sitting there, and I look over, and the ambulance is next to me, and then I look out into their, like, parking lot behind it, and there's, like, 6 more ambulances. And I was like, this is a crazy amount of ambulances for, like, an oil change place. And so I was like, okay, that's weird. Well, so then the guy comes over. And he starts talking about something. He opens the hood of the ambulance and he comes over to the guy that's like filling out paperwork for my oil change. And he tells him, he goes, hey, when you guys installed the sirens, the wiring's off underneath. We got to redo the sirens on behind the bumper. And the second guy who was helping me, he's like, all right, yeah, just jack it up and start taking it out. And we'll get it done. He goes, all right. Walks back over. It's on one of the, like the full vehicle lifts. So the whole ambulance lifts up into the air, right? The guy walks underneath it because now it's about eye level with him. So I'm just bored, sitting there watching. I'm like, I don't know, look at the ambulance. And I look at the ambulance, and this guy is walking along the bottom side of the ambulance with some little snippers, and he's cutting off a bunch of zip ties. And I was like, what is being zip tied to this car right now? So he's cutting off all these zip ties underneath, which was holding all these wiring in place up against the,
oh my God,
the body of the ambulance. He pulls it out and then reconnects like something to the bumper. He hits a button and the siren just goes off real quick. It's like whoop. And then he turns it off and he goes, yep, works now. Puts it back on. I'm still sitting there. He does it pretty quick. I don't know why he was complaining about it. He did it all pretty quick. And then he walked off somewhere, came back, and just started re-zip tying it all back together. And I was like,
is that how ambulances are put together?
I don't know. I just thought it was so funny. This dude had a zip tie ambulance. I'm like, all right, man.
That is kind of funny.
I'm like, you know what? This makes sense. You have like six zip ties here. That's, or six ambulances here. I don't know why, but. And that was how my oil change went. And then I drove away.
And now it's what?
Then I drove away.
And then you drove away. I thought you said, and now it's your boy. And I was like, my what?
Are you all right?
I'm fine, yeah. My tinnitus is just really bad right now.
Wasn't even close to what I said.
I have not been able to hear anybody all week. It's been a struggle. At work especially. I feel like I'm annoying customers because I have to ask them to repeat themselves. And then I'm just like, I'm sorry, my brain doesn't work right.
I feel like I don't know how bartenders ever hear my order.
Right, same.
It's always just so loud in bars and stuff. And then they're like, what do you want? And I'm like, I can barely hear them. Sometimes they'll just nod at me because I can't hear them. And I'm like, Jack and Coke. And they're like, uh-huh. Anyway, and they'll like walk off. I'm like, I don't think he heard me.
Okay, well, sometimes you can't trust them. Like, sometimes they get right. And then sometimes I'll order something. And then I start drinking whatever they give me. And I'm like, this is not that.
Yeah, if you're ordering something complicated, they'll usually just shortcut it and just put in whatever they think you said. Mm-hmm. They're like, six ingredients, this motherfucker, order a beer.
Like, I'll just order like basic cocktails sometimes, you know, and then I'll get a different one. And I'm like, are they new bartender or do they just not have the ingredients or do they just hate me, you know? It's pretty cool. We're going to be married soon.
That is true. We get married in 1 week. Speaking of which, we will put an episode, or we won't. Depends on when we find time, or if we find time, really. But we've been super cramped and busy with the schedule the last few weeks. That's why there was no episode last week. There might not be an episode this next week. It's going to be pretty busy. But we'll see what we can do. Maybe we'll squeeze an episode in somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Or some shorts or something. Yeah. Oh. Well, what else you got?
My book's almost done.
You said it would be done.
It's a process, okay?
She said, I'm a liar. That's what she said.
I want it to be done so bad, but there's so much I need to write.
She hasn't been writing. That's what she said.
I have been writing.
She hasn't been writing as much. That's what she's saying.
I haven't
saying.
Been writing as much, but I have been writing.
This has been Ripley Translator. Thank you for...
We could make a great video about that. He's very good at it.
Yeah.
What are these for?
What are you doing right now?
Sorry, I wanted to ask earlier.
It was like USB sticks sitting on my desk. She just randomly points to him and goes, what do these things do?
Oh, I see. The converter thingy?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they convert things.
I mean, why are you laughing?
It's just very random. What am I saved as in your phone?
Baby Cakes.
Why?
Because I love that name.
Why?
It's cute.
It's so cute.
It's so cute.
How'd you come up with that name?
I don't know. I just started thinking it one day.
Uh-huh. What does it mean?
You're my baby and you got cake.
And I got cake?
You got cake.
What does that mean?
You got booty. And we're going to be eating wedding cake together soon.
And you got cake.
Are you crying?
I feel like mine is more accurate than yours. What?
What's your name for me, Jordan?
You know what it is. Go on.
You need to explain it.
I don't need to explain it. It's accurate. You know it.
No, I don't.
Go ahead.
No.
What is it?
No.
You peeped at my phone and saw it earlier. I didn't peep
at your phone. Your notifications went off and I saw my name.
No, it did not, because you did not text me while you were standing next to my phone. You just peeped over at my phone. What does it say?
Number one ex-girlfriend.
With stars. There's stars there. It's star, number one ex-girlfriend, star.
That makes it better.
Yeah. Because you're a star.
You're something. I don't know what, but you're something. Did I talk about, like, almost breaking my toe last time?
Yeah. I don't remember. Yeah, I think so.
I'm just so tired all the time. I'm working 9 days in a row, which I know you work so much more than that.
Nah, it's all good. We were talking about it at work, and I think you text me while I was showing somebody like another work text or something. And he goes, "Why are you texting your ex-girlfriend? Aren't you getting married soon?" And then I was like, "Yeah, I am. Why?" And he goes, "What? You just got a message from someone that said number one ex-girlfriend." And I was like, "Yeah, that's my number one ex-girlfriend." So then we had to have like a 20-minute conversation with this guy about what happened. And actually, it wasn't even his fault. So it was like a 2-second conversation where I was just like, "No, that's actually her." And he's like, "Okay, sounds good." And then like the three females in the office were coming around the corner going, "You're talking with your ex-girlfriend? I'm telling your wife." But I was like, "All right, look."
Tell her.
I was like, "Go for it. You tell her all you want." I was like, "When she's working at the thing down here, just go tell her. Tell her in person. That's fine."
Yeah.
So then it turned into a 20-minute conversation where I was like, "Look, can you just all like," I'm like, "Do you see the picture?" I was like, "Do you see the picture on the front of the phone?" No, they thought it was funny too. They were just giving me shit. I was like, "See the picture on the front of the phone is the same as the picture in the contacts. It's the whole." All right.
Yeah. Jordan likes to change my contact name frequently, and it's always fun seeing what he puts.
What do you mean? They're always thoughtful and accurate. Are they not?
They are.
Exactly. You heard it from the number one girlfriend herself. Oh, sorry. Number one ex-girlfriend herself.
I'm your number one fiance.
Yeah, for now.
And then I'll be your number one wife.
Yeah, I think it's wife number one. You gotta swap them around. I know. It's dyslexia. Just get there. It's fine.
The last wife you ever have.
Wow. She gonna kill me.
That you've ever heard that song by a band, Perry, Dig 2?
I think so. Help me. Anyway.
She said, I told you on the day we met, I was going to love you till I was dead.
No, I'm familiar with the song.
You were joking. Okay, sorry. My bad.
Good song. Pretty catchy. Anyway. Well, that's all I got. I know we still got to go eat, so.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Woo. Perfect. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. Ripley's going to do the outro. Here it goes. Perfect, fully flawless the first time.
Thank you for listening to Mindless Prattle. We hope you like what you heard. If you did, that's Jordan. I'm Ripley. You can give us a follow here or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And check out our website at mindlessprattle.com. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time. Goodbye.
You put the emphasis on the weirdest words.
What do you mean?
You put it on prattle and then you said yo podcast instead of like your. Like, we didn't want to pronunciate that, but we wanted to over-pronunciate prattle.
About the way I'm talking?
I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing it out.
It makes me feel really self-conscious.
You're like, mindless prattle. And then like later on, you were like, wherever yo, listen to yo podcast. And I was like, it's, oh, we're switching up, huh?
I pace myself out and keep myself from speaking too quickly.
I know. It's not a quickness thing. It wasn't a speed issue. All right. That's me in the bedroom. I'm talking about talking about the pronunciation.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Pronunciation was pretzel. Yo, podcast.
Listen, I'm perfect.
Not at listening, but
at everything else.
Nah, we gotta go. We'll not tolerate lies on this podcast.
Okay, bye.